What does it mean to be the boss? Why do I always say I'm the boss? I'm going to share with you because the answer might not be quite what you think it is. Let's cue that intro. Hey, I'm Rachel Peterson, marketing expert and queen of social media. The question entrepreneurs are always asking is, how do I make social media work? How do I make money with social media for my clients and for myself? We're going to break it down on this episode of Social Media Secrets. Hey guys, so today I want to talk about something that comes up quite a bit. I see a lot of people bashing the whole use of the word boss. They're like, if you're really the boss, you don't need to use the I'm the boss, blah, 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 blah. Okay, I get where they're coming from. Oftentimes the word boss is used by people who are trying to imply that they have a successful company. Sometimes the phrase or the acronym CEO is used before someone has actually built a company. I have to say, first and foremost, I don't really care about those things. Like if you want to call yourself the CEO of a company and it's just you and a VA, awesome. Go for it. Be do have, right, baby? Here's what I want to share with you about the boss movement and why I'm the boss has become such a prevalent part of my life. It's not just about being in charge of a company. It is so much more than that. And the last few months I've been working on writing my book, and man, that's a whole nother process in and of itself. But something has come up quite a bit as I've been writing the book, and that is this realization that so many times I meet people who are just absolutely miserable. A great example of this is somebody that is very close to me, and that person is always complaining about their job and saying, this job is killing me. It's sucking the soul out of me. And every time I see them, it seems like their bags under their eyes have grown bigger. Before you know it, they're blaming their job for the reasons they're not sleeping well or not eating well. And before you know it, everything in their life has become chained to their 9-to-5. Now, this is also not a place where I'm bashing a 9-to-5, okay? Some people love their 9-to-5, and if that's the case, wonderful, awesome. If you are passionate about what you're doing and you're enjoying your day-to-day, great. But the I'm the boss movement is about something bigger. And for me this year, it was about understanding that I have the ability to determine what is going to happen in my life, what I eat, who I spend time with, where I invest my energy, how I am as a mom, how my physical body is a manifestation of my mental state and how I'm eating and taking care of my body. There are so many things in my life that I look at and I say, wow, I'm not happy with where I'm at, or I'm not pleased with this progress. And anytime you ask yourself that question, am I pleased with my progress? If the answer is no, or if you find yourself writing in your journal or venting to your friend, basically saying, this feels like something in my life that isn't in alignment with where I'm at, it's time for you to really, really question, do I want this to continue on? Do I want to keep writing the same journal entry over and over and over again? Or is it time that I say, wait a second, I'm the boss of my happiness. I'm the boss of my body. I'm the boss of when I go to sleep and when I wake up. It's time for something radical to happen in our nation and across the world as I get to know people who are stuck in lifestyles that they aren't happy with. I'm the boss is an idea that has really taken root in my life, where I'm looking at every single aspect of my life and saying, am I pleased with my progress in this area? And if the answer is anything but absolutely unequivocally yes, it's time for me to make a decision and create a change. I hope that that's helpful for some people as you see my I'm the Boss t-shirts, my I'm the Boss swag coming out. I'm the Boss is not about necessarily starting your own company. It's about a mindset and a mentality. It's a complete 180 shift from everything that we've ever been taught. If this sounds like something that you needed to hear today, stay tuned for my message because this might just be exactly what you need. I'll catch you on the next episode. Have you ever wondered why some people seem to have it all? It's almost like they have a secret formula. Well, there's no secret formula, But what I want to share with you is something that is going to help you to discover freedom in all aspects of your life, take ownership of your conversations and relationships, and never feel like a doormat again. Go to www.imthebosschallenge.com, but only if you're ready for the massive change that will occur on this challenge that has transformed so many lives already. Again, that's www.imthebosschallenge.com.